You're listening to SBS News.
With the Queen unable to attend a Thanksgiving service and controversial son Prince Andrew sidelined with COVID-19, attention turned to Prince Harry and wife Meghan as they made their return after 2 years removed from royal service. The bells of St Paul's Cathedral pealing as they arrived. It was a warm welcome for the pair from Britons gathered outside.
We love them. I don't really know anyone that doesn't love them.
Oh, they love each other. That's the main thing.
Crowds formed before the sun rose for the latest event in Platinum Jubilee celebrations, marking the Queen's 70 years on the throne.
Yes. I think she's doing amazing, actually, for 96.
Just let her get on with the fun stuff. You know, let Charles do boring stuff like it.
And it's just beautiful. Even if she's not here, people actually still are here to celebrate her. And that's what shows that she's a great leader.
There was no such positive reception for Boris Johnson as he arrived, with audible jeers from the throng. The Prime Minister is facing increasing pressure to step down over the scandal involving secret parties at Downing Street, while the rest of London was in lockdown.
And to know that he was drinking wine and they were partying, it's sinful.
Inside the cathedral, Archbishop of York Stephen Cottrell gave praise to the absent monarch.
Your Majesty, we are sorry that you're not here with us this morning, but we are so glad that you are still in the saddle. And we are glad that there is still more to come. So thank you for staying the course.
Before a stirring rendition from the congregation of God Save the Queen. Australia's Governor-General David Hurley was among the dignitaries at the event, speaking to Prince Charles after the service. To mark the occasion, the Viceregal also released a recording of a Zoom conversation he hosted between the Queen and Australian of the Year wheelchair tennis star Dylan Alcott.
So you've actually retired, have you, from tennis?
I'm retired now, so I'm looking forward to coming to Wimbledon and actually drinking a Pimm's this time rather than playing the whole time, you know what I mean? It's going to be it's going to be fun, but I've had a great career, but I think it's time for me to, you know, do something else and use my platform to help more people, and I'm really excited about the opportunity.
That's wonderful to be helping other people.
Back home in Canberra, an island was also being renamed in the Queen's honour. Aspen Island, an artificial landmark located on the southeastern side of Lake Burley Griffin, will now be known as Queen Elizabeth II Island. The Queen herself has expressed her appreciation at the renaming of the island in a message read out by the Commonwealth Administrator, Victorian Governor Linda Dussault.
It's a lovely and kind gesture, reflective of the long-standing and close relationship between Australia and Britain, and my family and I are most appreciative. I hope Queen Elizabeth II Island continues to provide a place of enjoyment for all who go there.
In Melbourne, there were delicacies fit for a queen. Butcher Rob Doyle decking out his shop in Jubilee memorabilia and creating two special sausages for the occasion, the platinum pork piccalilli and the Queen's tipple.
It's been fantastic. People have just been popping their head in the door saying, love your front window, taking pictures and taking them. Photographs and filming it, so it's been really good. They've seen how it's gone over in England and they've just carried it over here, and it's just been magnificent, people having parties.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Queen has been a steadfast friend to Australia.
She is much loved by the Australian people, and it's an extraordinary contribution over seven decades of service.
70 years of service that's being marked by a right royal celebration. Gareth Borum, SBS News.